Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again for another OC Spotlight. The one show, maybe the only show, that shows you the most incredible people doing the most amazing things right here in your own backyard. And today, well, this is one you probably, maybe you take for granted. You don't think about it until you need it. We're talking about repairing computers, cell phones, electronics, all of your electronics, or as the business is called, Yourtronics. Welcome the owner, the madman behind this thing here, Sean Hicks. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you.
Oh, was it a mad dream? Has it been a crazy ride? You've been doing this for 10 years. Did you know that we were going to have 87,000 electronics and they're going to break and we're going to scream and need somebody immediately to fix them?
I really didn't. I just followed my passion.
Let's talk about that passion, because it didn't start in an obvious way. You told me before we started, you went to OCC and then worked your way up to Chapman. That's one of the better universities in the country, certainly in the West Coast here. And you're at Chapman. What were you studying at Chapman?
Finance. I was in finance.
Finance, yeah. Of course. And one day you said to your parents, I don't want to do this.
That's exactly right. They thought it was crazy. They did.
What? You got into Chapman? You're studying finance and you're going to give it up? And to do what? Did you immediately say, I want to open a store? Or did you just say, I'm going to find something else?
No, I always loved computers. I always loved technology. I wanted to do something in that industry. I knew a little bit about computers, not as much about phones.
Okay. All I know is you pick them up and they work. They're supposed to work.
There's a lot. Yes, that's how most people think. That's where we come in and we educate people as well as we know how to.
And I'll tell you, here's the story. This says it all. So I'm in my late 60s. This is still a little foreign to me, even though I run an internet radio station, right? I've had to adapt, go with the times, learn electronics. We didn't grow up with all this stuff. My wife, God bless her, comes in all the time. Whatever electronic it is, choose the computer or the phone or anything else, all these other gadgets and gidgets that we got here. And she'll say, it's broken, doesn't work. And I'll go with it. And I'll say, I think this is operator error. We assume immediate, it's not my fault, it's the damn device's fault.
Always.
That thing is broken. I throw it out, get another one.
Absolutely. That's typical customer.
And I'm like, did you look? Did you turn it on? Did you do this? Did you try this? And, oh, no. My late father used to do that. Frustrated as he was, he'd call me up. I'd go out and try and fix his. My printer's not working. I'd say, why isn't your printer working, Dad? I finally drive all the way to Palm Springs. I look at the darn thing. He had tried to put 52 printing jobs in a row in or something and overloaded it. And I had to wipe them all out, start over again, maybe plug it in again. He would just press print like 100 times. And when it didn't come right away, he'd press it another 100 times.
My mother is the same way.
Yeah.
Identical.
And so it was it the machines? Why are we so reliant on the damn things?
We are. Unless I've seen it myself 20 years ago, 30 years ago, it was a luxury. And it moved into a necessity.
Yeah.
You know, people can't operate their businesses without a phone, without a computer.
We're going to get you to talk a little more straight into the mic there. Okay,
it's
there you
better,
go. That's better.
That's
better. Okay.
Right, you know,
you're going around. You're like my mom. Mom, hold the phone.
Right. you know, it's a necessity now. That's why our goal is to get their device back to our clients as soon as possible, whether it's whatever device it is.
So you nailed it right there. Because in a world where, okay, I can live without the TV in the old days, or I can live without the VCR, it's inconvenient, I don't like it, but it's not going to change my life. Now, the phone, my phone is out. My computer is out. Some of these other things have stopped. My life stops with them. I didn't know we need immediate repair people. I thought, oh, okay, I'll mail it in, send it in, do something. Is that?
Absolutely.
That's the power of what you guys do?
Yeah, phone screens especially. People want those back. And we do those in 10 to 15 minutes. We're Apple. We actually go to the big box stores. You're going to be waiting a few hours or a few days, or they have to send you something and
they
back.
Send
in
it out,
exactly.
And it's got to come back, and
exactly.
I can't be without. I'll give you, so you hit another one, a hot, oh boy, this is going to get everybody talking about this one. All my family, are you listening right now? All my friends. How many of us have sat on the phone, dropped the phone in the toilet when we were leaning over or getting up out of the toilet? I don't know why. I've done that one a couple of times. It falls out of my back pocket here. Or I've dropped it on the floor or it's smashed or crashed. Yeah, I'm supposed to get all these, I'm supposed to have all this protective gear and I've gotten better around that, but it breaks. And that phone Oh, my God. That's 24/7.
Absolutely. And you're talking about liquid damage in the toilet or
the ocean,
swimming pool.
Once, yeah.
We have so many clients that come in with water damage devices, whether it be a cup of coffee spilled on a computer. We specialize in that as well. And that's data is the most.
I'm only laughing because who knew that somebody had to specialize in coffee and a computer? Call us. Call Yourtronics here. Yeah, that's where we're the guys.
The most priceless thing isn't even the machine. Yes, they are expensive, but the priceless thing on those is the data.
Yes. My God. All my pictures, all my contacts. My wife lost everything and she was in a panic.
Absolutely. In the perfect world, everyone has that backed up to a cloud service, but there's so many people who do not. And
my wife didn't. She learned the hard way.
That's another thing we special in is all levels of data recovery as well. And really, with data, it's a real, that's the new thing coming more and more is not even the repairing the devices, which we do. Recovering
protect
the
what's
data.
On it.
Exactly.
Those pictures, I forgot to back up those contacts, all this other stuff here. So is there hope if the device gets damaged, even water damaged? Do I just chuck it?
No, never.
Okay. Because when they were cheap, that's what people did.
Absolutely.
Throw it away, get another one, start over again.
You know, no, it's never, there's always, you know, there really is. We've had hundreds of phones coming over, ran over by cars, laptops that people leave on top of their cars, and then go on and on.
Everybody's laughing and saying, I did that trick. A couple of years ago, I had a laptop. I put it on top of my car. I was doing something. I was in a hurry, hopped in the car, took off. About 20 minutes later, I went, oh. I won't say the other word I really said. I'll say shoot. It sounded like shoot, but it had a few other letters in it. And I got out. Of course, it's gone. I went back, and it's run over and smashed and ruined.
Yeah, that's a big part of what we see. Also, the newer thing we've seen in the last 1 to 3 years that's really come up is the gaming. In the gaming, all the kids, adults that have these big gaming rigs and custom-built computers, a lot of times they'll be building it, something goes wrong, or they have built it and something goes wrong. We specialize in all of those as well.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that's not me, but that's my grandson and my son-in-law. They live for those Xboxes or whatever they got and a bunch of money. And when that goes down, that's another disaster.
That's right. We do all gaming consoles as well. And we're open to anything. We've started doing drones as well.
Drones. See, I was thinking, what else is there? He said, and electronics. I'm thinking phones. I'm thinking computers. I get that. I forgot about Xboxes and gaming. Now, drone. You fix drones when they smash into stuff?
With the component level repairs that you apply to one device can be applied to all of them.
I guess so.
The circuit boards, logic boards, whatever you want to call them, do all. There are all.
Can you go find my drone that took off when I flew too high and I had a cheap one and it lost contact with my thing and it kept and flying? It's probably over the Pacific Ocean somewhere now here.
That's something I don't specialize in.
But am I the only idiot that did that? I flew it way up and all of a sudden it was like, uh-oh, I've lost control of it. And it just kept flying and flying. I never found it. It just kept flying and flying away. God knows where it landed. You're a savior. We need you. Everybody's got to put you on speed dial here. Yourtronics, because I don't see a lot of places anymore that fix this stuff. It's send it away. Yes, you can go to the Apple store and some of these other places, but a lot of it is put it in a box, send it somewhere, and then wait.
Absolutely. And even those big box manufacturers that do that, Apple isn't really into the repairs as much as we. They'll repair a screen, a battery, but if there's intricate little things inside the phone, then yeah. That happen, they'll just recommend you buying another one.
Exactly. You know, I've had that happen to me. You know, another one, I spent $1,000 already,
exactly.
And you want to do it again?
Exactly. And it's the same with the liquid damage repairs and so forth, where we can replace a couple of components on the board. The big box manufacturers will say, hey, we'll just replace the whole board for $1,200, $1,500, or you can buy a new computer for $2,000 or
$3,000. Sean, I'm older than you are. I'm in my 60s here. Late 60s. I'm in that era where we hooked on the stuff, but we don't really want to know how it works. Just make it work. Fix it work. When I was a kid, however, there were, I don't know, there were guys that repaired your toaster and your TV.
Yep, yes,
there were, whatever they call appliance stores. That's
appliance,
what they call
yes.
It. When I watched the old Andy Griffith show, there was Emmett, who ran an appliance store in town. And everything that broke, which wasn't that many things, he fixed it. Now we just chuck it and start over again. Or more and more, I guess I object to that, this disposable nature of it. Is that what we're removing, or everything is just disposable and we're just going to throw it away?
I believe we
your
are.
TV, things are getting
The honest truth are things are getting smaller and smaller, thus making it harder to repair. We also have another side of our business that we do a lot of one-on-one education. We have a lot of people who come in, how do I use this? We don't have set classes as far as, well, this is the curriculum. We have, hey, you bring us the questions, we'll give you an hour of our time, we'll go through it.
Now I got to really put you in my cell phone, because that one happens all the time. I order this thing on Amazon, and how do I use it? How do I do it? What do I do? And there's no manual anymore. You go online, and there's a video you can watch. There's nobody to call. There's nobody at the store will walk you through this thing here. And, of course, my grandson, he just picks it up. He's eight. He's a digital native. He speaks this language. Yeah. I'm still trying to understand what a processor is.
Absolutely. Whatever. I have a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old, and believe it or not, they tell dad how to do something. They really do.
I believe it. You can't figure it out, go find an 8-year-old. Go find a 10-year-old.
Absolutely. It's like a new language. It really is.
But this notion, something old in me objects to the idea of throwing everything away. Do you do other things like microwaves or anything?
I don't, no. Microwaves, the appliances, the refrigerators, that kind of stuff. Yes, there are a couple of businesses around that do that. They usually just stick with that.
And not many anymore. One went out and the guy came out from Sears. I had one of those Sears home appliance things. And they said, just throw it away.
Yeah, those are, the cost to replace those are usually cheaper.
It was just a circuit board.
Yeah.
So the circuit board was more expensive. The unit itself still worked. However it functions, it was the little board that had shorted out, gone bad, and that little board wasn't worth replacing.
Absolutely. And there's some things, and that's where we're very straightforward with customers. I'd rather start a relationship, if you will, with a customer than make a dollar. So if there's a repair cost, it's going to be 70 to 80%, let's say, more than another device, we'll probably say, hey, you know what? This is your options.
Yeah.
If there's data, if you don't need it, it'd probably be best to just get a different.
So how does it work? Something breaks, they call you, they come in. Are you there like 24/7? No, you're not there. I wish you were.
We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Walk-ins,
okay.
No appointments necessary.
All right,
walk-ins
that's good.
All day long. Usually for a phone repair, we try to have it back within 10 to 15 minutes. If it's under an hour for generally all phone
Yikes.
Repairs.
Wow.
Computers,
I'm just thrilling it back that day. Yeah.
Computers will be 24 to 48 hours.
The only thing you got to really do a little diagnosis and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. And the only thing that really holds us back is getting a part that we don't stock. That's really the only thing that does.
I don't know where else to go to get computer. I know there's some big, I won't name them all, where you buy the computers. Best Buy.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't going to say that. And they supposedly have people there that'll help fix it, but it's a long line and stick it in. And a week later, they'll call you back. And then they usually say, we couldn't figure it out, or we couldn't find it, or
Correct.
It's not worth.
Correct. A lot of those places have this thing you can buy at point of purchase of the device for $200. Then you come back and then you'll have to pay another $100 or $200 for that repair. And the biggest thing there is time, too, because that's what we really realize is I like to say we're one of the most efficient repair shops in Orange County.
Wow.
For sure.
Hooray. You're going on speed dial. Has everybody got their phone out right now? Is it working? Put him on speed dial here. This is the guy you need more than anybody. My house, I can live with a leaky roof for a while here. I can't live without my phone. Can't live without my computer. I take my phone to bed. Am I an idiot? When I wake up, it's the first thing I look at. It's the one thing I carry with me 24/7. I've become so reliant on this thing. I'm tethered to it. It's my teddy bear.
It truly is. It's truly, and I hate to say this, I'm in the industry, but it's sad how reliant we've become on phones and computers.
Yeah.
It really is. I can't walk into a restaurant anywhere. And you don't see a family of four sitting there speaking to each other without a screen somewhere around.
You know,
that's just the way it is.
And I'm relying on something that I have no idea how it works. And I have no way to fix it, right? In the old days when I was my dad, I'll fix the car. We'll go out and change. We'll change the oil. We'll figure out pop the hood. We'll figure that sucker out. Now you don't even try. There's so many computers and things under there. Same thing with this electronic. It's not something I can analyze or fix.
And even with colleges, with students, even my kids, the elementary kids, they're handed laptops and iPads,
you know,
everything. And that's where the biggest thing, again, I'll say, is the efficiency of getting that device back and up and running so you can go on with your life.
What a nice word, efficiency. No, desperation. You're saying thank you for being efficient. Thank you, God, for saving my pictures. You're like the magic wizard that comes in and says, it's okay, boys and girls. You know, you're all right. This isn't efficient. This is essential.
Over 10 years, we've seen quite a few amazing reactions.
All right, so tell me some crazy stories here. The wildest thing you've ever seen broken, the weirdest thing. Tell me some. We always want to hear, because I always think the stuff I did is the stupidest thing. I want to hear some other stupid things.
Oh, gosh,
that people
there's
have done.
So many.
Any ones that jump out at you here? They're flooding through his head right now.
And you want to hear the ones that we hear a lot?
Yeah.
You repaired my screen yesterday. I get this. Yeah. Or a week ago. You repaired my screen a week ago. I went to sleep, and I woke back up, and it was broken. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, if you found a way to break glass without touching it, let's go make $1 billion tomorrow with that concept.
Exactly.
The point being is,
brainwaves.
Of course, our manufacturer doesn't. Those are the crazy ones that are. And people in the industry with me will be laughing at me saying this because you get that.
Yeah, I'll tell you one. This is like this. This is a little off. My father was the head of, had a big job at Chrysler when I was a kid in Detroit. He was the head of customer relations for Chrysler.
Okay.
He was the last guy to get the call. There were 50 people along the way, but if the lady or the man wasn't satisfied, they kept going up the ladder. Finally, it's him. You're talking to the president next if you don't talk to this guy, right? And you're not getting to the president. So this is the last gas. Lady had bought a Chrysler, fancy Chrysler in that 60s, and she was mad. The trunk light wouldn't work. Trunk light wouldn't work. So my dad finally, nobody had asked this. They just said, I don't know why it doesn't work. We'll send people out, and it seems like it works. And she'd say, it doesn't work. Finally, she gets to my dad. She's some rich woman. She's real mad. And he says, how do you know it doesn't work? And she said, because every time I open the trunk, there's no light on there. Like, lady, the light only goes on. This is crazy. So she thought, she went in the trunk.
That's what I've
seen. I got it back. I blew the story. She went in the trunk, closed the door, and the light went out.
Yes.
It turned off every time she closed the trunk. That was it. Sorry. I blew the joke.
That's fine. I laughed because I knew what you meant. We get things such as that. It's just the ringer, it's not ringing. Well, just turn the ringer on.
Oh, yeah.
You got to look at it from their perspective, too. Is like it's just like me would be going into a hospital and not knowing where certain things are and so forth, where a nurse comes up and says, it's right here. And that's what we
try to understand, try
totally,
to sympathize.
Yes.
But you don't just laugh and say, you're an idiot, get out of here.
No. And they asked me about the crazy stuff. There's so many. At the same time, our main goal is when someone has an electronic, something wrong with any electronic, they think of Eurtronics. That's really what we're after.
It's about that simple. When you first said the name, I thought, why Eurtronics? And you went, because we fix your electronics. I went, duh. Okay, what a perfect name. Eurtronics.
Yeah.
We're there to fix all of your tronics, all that tronic stuff here. All right, so how do they reach you? How do they find you? They got to put you on speed dial because are there many of you out there independent? What do you call yourselves?
Independent repair stores, yes.
How would you know how to find one?
You could Google computer repair.
But then I get a guy or something who can come out to your house, or I get a service.
That too. I'll just say we do home visits.
You will? Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
And business visits. But how to reach us, 949-791-7206 is our phone number. And our location is 1673 Irvine Avenue, Costa Mesa.
Irvine Avenue. What's that near?
It's right by La Cove Restaurant, maybe, by Newport Harbor High School.
Oh, okay.
It's on the border of, across the street's Newport Beach. So we're on the east side of Costa Mesa.
When the stuff breaks and you need somebody, who are you going to call? You call Ghostbusters. You call Eurtronics right away and come out and get them to fix this thing because you got to get back to life. You need the game working. You need the phone working. You need the computer working or anything else that's out there. That must be the big three. Anything else I'm not thinking of? Phones, games?
Phones, gaming consoles,
drones,
computers, and tablets, really. Drones, yeah. We've started to reach into that. That's coming more and more as we see. But the biggest thing we've seen, though, is the gaming industry has just flown off the hook.
Yeah.
Especially with COVID. We were already moving up, but once COVID hit, it was a hockey stick almost up as far as...
So everybody's home. They got to entertain themselves and play with stuff.
Yes.
So not the appliances, not the TV, the toaster, that kind of stuff.
No.
It's too bad because I don't think anybody fixes that stuff anymore here. And I'm glad there is somebody in the neighborhood. Get it fixed quickly, efficiently, as he said. Efficient. I just want it fast. I want it fixed, and I want it fast here. And I'm assuming, is it affordable to fix this stuff? If it's not, you're going to tell us.
Absolutely. That's our goal. We're not the cheapest repair shop. We're not the most expensive.
I don't want the cheapest. I want the best.
And that's you know, and again, like I've said, we want a returning client. That's our main goal, too. So whatever that takes, honestly, which we've done for 10 years, we'll do it.
I don't want to be a returning client. I never want to see you again.
With a different device. There's
more
than one.
I never want to see you again.
But so that's the thing, too, is someone comes in with a computer or a phone repair, let's say, for their screen, and they're happy. They go back, and they have two kids
with computers. I'm kidding you, because I don't want it. But the fact is, I got a ton of this stuff, and it breaks all the time. So, yes, I want an effective answer. I want to speed dial. Junior's phone broke. He's crying. My wife's crying. I'm crying. Everybody's complaining. Let's just get this fixed. Let's call Sean Hicks at Eurotronics and get it done. We got a guy now. My son-in-law likes to say that. He said, everything I ask him, I said, why do you do that? Because he doesn't do anything himself anymore. He's got a guy.
Yeah.
He's got a guy that does that. Got a guy for insurance. I got a guy that fixed the plight. The plumbing or fix the something. He's got a guy for everything. Now I feel like I got a guy. I got Sean Hicks at Eurotronics. All right. Thank you so much for coming in. One more time, phone number and address.
Absolutely. It's 949-690-97. Excuse me. That's our direct. It's 949-7.
I want the direct number. I want to get rid of it.
Okay. Here, 949-791-7206. And that's 949-791-7206.
All right. And that'll get, and will a human answer or will a robot?
Always.
Some electronics will answer that.
None of that. None of that big box stuff. You get a human.
I hate that.
And then our address is 1673 Irvine Avenue, Suite E. Look for the big blue sign. And that's in Costa Mesa, 92627.
And it's somewhere near what? Newport?
Le Cove Restaurant. It's three doors down.
And the high school, which high school?
Newport Harbor High School.
Newport Harbor High School. Okay.
It's on the corner of Irvine Avenue and East 17th Street.
Okay, now I got it. Okay, all right. Easy to find, easy to get to. They're going to make it easy to fix this stuff. Thank you so much for coming in. Whew, I'm going to feel a little, I can sleep now at night. I don't worry this stuff's all going to explode and break, and then I'm in trouble here. Thank you for coming in today. Here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
There you have it. One more reason to tune in. If that doesn't help you, I don't know what does. Who doesn't have stuff that breaks, and where do you take it? Now you know. Sean Hicks at Eurotronics. Go check him out. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio. Streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.